Hi there, good morning. Welcome to ET Markets Podcast, the show about money, business and markets. I'm Sabri Saran. Let's start with the headlines first. FIIs mount bearish bets on Nifty. Parekh calls for easier norms to recast home loans. SEBI all set to overall rules about independent directors. SPAC might just prove to be a costly option for Indian firms. Now let me give you a quick glance on the state of the markets. The last street looked indecisive this morning as Nifty futures traded flat on the Singapore Exchange at 7 a.m. Other Asian currencies traded mostly steady. Wall Street has a mixed show overnight. A rally in Tesla lifted Nasdaq to a new record high, but Dow ended up 0.21% down and the S&P 500 lost 0.11%. Elsewhere, US Treasuries held a retreat. Crude oil held above $73 a barrel. Bitcoin traded at around $33,500, steadying after a slide earlier in the week. The dollar was little changed while the yen held a slump, in part as the rebound from the pandemic dented the allure of haven currencies. That said, here's what is making news. Looks like FIIs are now counting on a major correction in domestic stocks. These overseas fund managers have mounted bearish derivative bets on the Nifty on the heels of the US Fed's warning last week that interest rate increase in the US could happen earlier than expected. While turning net sellers, these investors have taken positions in futures and options contract as an insurance against a likely dip in their share portfolio or to simply bet that the market will drop as Nifty and Sensex currently hover around record levels. HDFC Chairman Deepak Parekh has called for a dispensation that will allow housing finance companies to convert loans to existing borrowers by offering them better terms without the loan being classified as restructured. Parekh, the pioneer of housing finance in India, also called for reckoning financing for mortgage insurance as part of the home loan and to make insurance more accessible. SEBI is all set to overhaul the rules about independent directors. The SEBI board is set to discuss the new rules overhauling all aspects pertaining to the role that an independent director plays at a listed company. These include norms governing eligibility for appointment and reappointment, removal, resignation, remuneration, and the participation of independent directors on board committees. Going public via SPAC or a special purpose acquisition company might be a hot trend on Wall Street, but a capital gains tax levy introduced in the aftermath of the Hutch-Vodafone merger saga is making this an expensive option for Indian companies. According to tax rules, even share sales happening between two foreign entities are taxable in India if the shares belong to a company with significant business in the country. Hence, SPAC transactions attract capital gains tax of up to 44% in the hands of investors, tax experts said. Rich investors have discovered a smart alternative for themselves as tax-free bonds have become less paying. They are now booking profits in tax-free bonds as yields have dropped to 4.3 to 4.5%. Some of them are moving to the Bharat Bond ETF, a portfolio of public sector companies with a AAA rating. Investors can earn a 6% post-tax return in the Bharat Bond ETF series that matures in 2030 and 2031. It is a basket of high-quality PSUs which gives comfort to many investors, said Vikram Dalal, Managing Director, Synergy Capital. Lastly, Indians saw their savings shrink and bank debt burden rise in the third quarter of FY21 as the country emerged from the impact of the first wave of the pandemic and economic activity picked up. According to RBI data, household savings fell to 8.2% of GDP from 10.4% in the preceding quarter. Savings to GDP ratio has peaked to a high of 21% in Q1 of FY21 as Indians cut spending. Now before I go, here is a look at some of the stocks buzzing this morning. State Bank of India has approved a fundraise of Rs 14,000 crore through the issue of additional Tier 1 bonds. HDFC Bank MD and CEO Shashidhar Jagdishan has apologized for technical glitches that have resulted in the banking regulator freezing issue of new credit cards and putting on hold its digital strategy. Gunter Buschek will wrap up his term as CEO of Tata Motors on June 30. He, however, will continue as a consultant to the company till March 31 next year. Orchid Pharma has announced an offer for sale on Thursday at Rs 375 apiece, a discount of 72% to the previous day's closing price of Rs 1319.8. Do also check out over 24 stock recommendations for today's trade from top analysts only on etmarkets.com. That's it for now. Stay put with us for all the market news through the day. Happy investing.